2-ball, 2-strike count. He had fouled one back. Just take us through the that last bat, that last sequence.
Honestly, I don't know. I really don't know what I was thinking. All I saw was the pitcher, tunnel vision. I didn't even know. In my head, I didn't even know people were on bases. He threw one right down the middle, and I just level swing. There was no way I could pop it up. I had to chop down at it, and it happened to be a level one.
Let's go back to the inning before. You guys had second and third, nobody out, and you couldn't score. So talk about how frustrating that was and how you used that as motivation going into the seventh.
It was very frustrating. We had a runner on third and second, no outs. We had three people to try. I mean, you never want to see your team pop up in the infield, but it happens. It's part of baseball. But got a great team behind me, and we stayed through it, and we came back in the bottom of the seventh.
This team is now 11-0, which is what Lyle had told me. He goes, hey, we're going to be 11-0 going to Pueblo. Did you ever imagine at this point of the season that you guys would be perfect with a chance to go make some noise now in this tournament?
Believe it or not, I did. We had teams cancel on us. They couldn't get teams to come play. So we, every day from about 5 to about 9, we just took hits. And I knew coming into every game, no matter how bad our pitcher does, we'll have a good lineup to hit.